Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A district court has ruled that the Dakota Access Pipeline must shut down within 30 days. That's according to a report in USA Today. And we welcome Phil Flynn, Senior Market Analyst, Price Group, and Fox Business News contributor here in Chicago. And Phil, why this shutdown? Why this shutdown ordered?
Well, basically, the courts ruled that the Army Corps of Engineers and the did not create a plan that showed significant safety of this pipeline, even though it was approved already by the Department of Justice and the Trump administration, that they didn't do enough, and that there's a risk to the supply, the water supply in the area. So the environmentalists basically had won this in court. They said that the Army Corps of Engineers and the approval of the pipeline that's been running for the last couple of years did not follow the correct environmental guidelines, and they have to shut it down, empty it out, and it really shut down more U.S. oil production that's already falling at an alarming rate.
So we should mention this is a line that runs from North Dakota over to a shipping point here in Illinois. So what does this mean for the Midwest and the country?
Well, I think for the country, it means that it's a bad day for pipelines. That's what it means. I mean, our prices for energy and our energy security is going to start to go up. Not only did we have the Dakota pipeline get shut down and will be shut down shortly, you know, we had the Dominion and Duke Energy throw up their hands on the Atlantic pipeline. It means that environmentalists are winning the war against oil pipelines and gas pipelines, which means that our energy security in the future is going to be a lot more difficult to achieve and a lot more expensive. You know, one of the reasons we've had lower energy prices for the last couple of years is because of U.S. ingenuity in pipelines. And if we take that away, we can get used to a less reliable system when it comes to energy and higher prices.
So how soon can we see the effect at the pump?
I think at the pump right now, you're going to see prices start to go up modestly right away. I think that this pipeline feeds some of the refineries. I don't think it's going to be, you know, one of these things we're going to say, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm going to see prices go up 10 cents a gallon, maybe a penny or two. But I will say this, the trajectory that we're on right now as far as this anti-pipeline fervor that's going on throughout the country, I would expect that we are going to see a future of a lot higher energy prices and much tighter supplies.
Phil Flynn, Senior Market Analyst, Price Group, and Fox Business News contributor.